So if we feel more devotionally connected with Krishna when we are hearing classes but not so much when we go in front of the deities, so what can we do? See, all of us have our own natures, and for some of us, you know, thoughts have to precede feelings, and for some of us, you know, feelings come first, thoughts come later. It's just the way we are made. So for me also, I found that if I just go in front of the deities, I don't feel any bhakti over there. But if I recite some verses, if I have some structured, basically it's not just reciting the verses. What I see verses as a ready-made template for thinking about Krishna. Because when I say think about Krishna, what do you think about? But if you have a verse which is describing Krishna's beauty, which is describing Krishna's quality, describing Krishna's merciful intervention in some devotee's life, then that gives us an intellectual template by which we can direct our thoughts towards Krishna. And then when we, with that template, go in front of the deities, or we use that to connect with the deities, then we can start feeling the devotional connection, the devotional emotion. So some of us may have a more of a visual intelligence, some of us may have more of a verbal intelligence. So those who have more visual intelligence, when they see the deities, then they feel the devotion much more. Some of us may have more of a verbal intelligence or analytical intelligence. Then we need some kind of stimulation for the intelligence before that devotion gets triggered. See, that is the nature. That is our nature. That's not a deficiency. That's just the way we are. So then we can plan in advance. So for example, if we hear some classes and that time, some points in the class makes us feel very well connected with Krishna, then we can actually use that point or note that point ourselves somewhere in a book, or just remember that, and then plan to use that point as a starting point for our prayer to Krishna. So that will and so sometimes, say, I used to try to memorize a verse every day. Too lazy now, I don't do that, but I used to memorize a verse every day, and every day when we go for darshan, I have to recollect that verse and recite that verse. So that is the offering to the Lord on that day. So sometimes I just do, they say Gauranga Shatanam is there, 118 of Lord Chaitanya. So, or there is Krishna Sahasrana, Krishna Shatanam is there. So like that, maybe just take one name of Krishna, contemplate a little bit on that, and then recite that when we go in front of the deities. So basically we need to stimulate our consciousness so that it gets connected with Krishna. Now how exactly to stimulate the consciousness, that will vary from person to person. So whatever it takes, we do that. Okay. Krishna.